And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. Well, it depends on your definition of morning, guys, but nonetheless, it's still before or pre 1 p.m. in the midday. I do hope you have been enjoying your time here in this first edition of this week's, regular broadcast programming here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. This is, as you always know, your brand conversation. Now, guys, we are well within the month of September. Spring is almost everywhere. Not almost. It is almost everywhere. Except now for the anomaly with regards to today's weather scenario. But do not fear, guys. We are still here in terms of talking about the impacts, the effects, the strategies of branding and also related activities with regards to branding. Now, the most important part from our discussion back on Friday, just where we left off. Now, we ended off with scarcity marketing tactics, techniques, strategies that you can implement. Remember, with scarcity marketing, it's based on the principle where you've got to sell the idea to the customer that something will only be available for a limited period of time, or that it is limited in quantity at this stage. Or that it's sort of like you can also call it like a clearance sale component, but it's something that is in a small quantity, limited for that matter, to entice, to sort of like initiate a call to action movement. Now, this call to action, as I mentioned to you guys, is coaxing or coercing. If I say coax, coax sounds a bit more sinister, but We as marketers, we are actually coaxing and coercing consumers to buy our product. That's one of the reasons why advertising exists. It's in order to stimulate further sales activity. Now, however, I shared with you the components with regards to what to make use of in scarcity marketing, or the notion of scarcity marketing, but today's discussion is talking about the bad side of scarcity marketing. Now, this is born out of a scenario that you and I, we have seen, especially with the Black Friday deals or sales periods of yesteryears. I don't know if there was one. I know there was one last year. There was none 2020, but 2019, 2018, 2017. Those years, especially when the Black Friday sales technique, because it is all about scarcity marketing, or the sales technique, was, everyone, all the retailers, all the businesses, and all the shops were jumping onto this Black Friday discussion, this idea of Black Friday. And the unfortunate thing with especially with that specific day, or that specific sales period, because some businesses decided to make it the Black Friday week period, meaning it runs from the Friday that's designated for that, or it ends on the Friday designated for Black Friday. So you would either have the week before Black Friday or the week after Black Friday as an entire sales period or sales stimulating period that has various kinds of deals, various kinds of discounted deals, various kinds of limited time deals happening. Now, in all this case, guys, The idea sold to you and me is that the product that was on regular pricing is now on a much lower pricing. Some cases, we will still get into the other components of it, of, whether or not some things were actually on a cheaper deal than they were the week before or the week after. We will still get into that with regards to scarcity marketing and some things that don't go so right. Now, since most of us and all of us are a consumer in one or other component, there are certain things with regards to deals or limited time deals or scarcity marketing impacts that just have a very bad side to it. Now, the unfortunate thing is, and as I always do, I always take a holistic view to a discussion. I give you the good, I give you the bad, I give you what not to do. And today's session is about the bad. Now, this is born actually out of a research paper that I did find. coming from, and this one was actually, it was done in the US, but it's a research paper that's slightly older. But it says it's known as the dark side of scarcity promotions, written by four authors, Christofferson, McFerrin, Morales, and Dahl. Now, they described it here that their understanding with regards to, you know, how scarcity marketing can go wrong is that they've seen events, sinister events. I use the word sinister because some people have actually died, and this is a component taking a look, especially in Europe, America, and other places around the world where you actually have got larger population densities in those areas. Where they note that consumers that have been trampled and killed, as for example of what happened to a woman on a Black Friday sales period in New York and at the Long Island Walmart location. The unfortunate scenario also of a number of violent incidences occurring during shopping-crazed holiday periods, such as the Black Friday, largely in the United States and also on Boxing Day in several other countries, have also begun increasing. Also, a website that is known as the Black Friday Death Count, and, you know, having to have a look at this specific website is a bit morbid, guys, but the aim of this website was actually trying to measure how many people actually got injured or lost their lives with regards to consumer frenzies about these discounted deals. Now remember, these discounted deals and Black Friday has been singled out in my Friday discussion with regards to being a targeted sales period that has either limited time sales periods or countdown timers, sales periods, or even just in all, it's just all about signaling out that it is that there's limited stock. There's continuous limited stock. Now, the downside is, if you have to look at specific instances of these kinds of sales periods, there's always some negativity coming out from it. Here in Namibia, in South Africa, we've all seen those social media videos, especially of damage to property for the retailers, for the businesses, for the business owners. What has happened? Well, if you guys can remember back in South Africa, the game, the one game store, where they literally broke down the scanners. Actually, not broke down. They trampled over the scanners. Those scanners that you get at a shop entrance store that scans the barcode to see if anything was not paid for or is being stolen, or to alert the securities. Those scanners were run down. The front shelves were run down because people were there since 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning. And this is also something that is the fault, especially of the entrepreneur, of the businesses. I don't want to say the entrepreneur, because as an entrepreneur, you can institute a sales period, a scarcity marketing tactic. But you would obviously try and control access to it. Access to it, meaning at specific locations. Call to inquire. First inquire before coming in. You know, some of the things that are almost resembling COVID-19 regulations with regards to first call to find out if you can come here. Those kinds of things. Now, if you are a bigger store, a bigger business, you're a marketer that has to look after a franchise network of chain stores, it makes it a bit difficult because you know you have got a lot of stock, merchandise to sell. You've got a lot of stock and a lot of merchandise to deal with. Now, the challenge there is, especially if it's in areas that are densely populated, you get some negative reports or some negative instances. And I want you to, you know, just to have a look, not to have a look, but just to factor in some of these understandings with regards to scarcity marketing. Because scarcity marketing sounds great as a marketing technique. It sounds awesome. It's a short-term strategy in order to maximize sales in or sales numbers or revenue numbers, in order to ensure that, you know, you can, it's almost like subsidizing overall sales activity. It's almost like a function of subsidizing it, or not just subsidizing it, but more like stimulating sales activity for a month, for example. The unfortunate thing is, if you've got it in a scenario of days like the Black Friday scenario, there is some balance of damage as well as also other negative components to work with. Look, loss of life, I for sure hope, is not a scenario that might occur in Namibia, because Black Friday sales are very popular. They are very popular. We cannot deny it. They are very popular. The question is supply. Supply, supply, supply. Look, one of the key things to look at is that the aggressive behavior that is associated to specific sales periods. Now, scarcity promotions, this specific research paper that I've got here in front of me, takes a look at scarcity promotions and aggressive behavior, the role of perceived competitive threat. Because if the marketer tells me, the consumer, hey Dwight, this is a limited time offer for XYZ product, you can only find it at these three locations in these specific geographic locations in the town or the city you live in, and they will only be priced between now at 1 p.m. up to 5 p.m. today. Limited stock only. Or it would say one item per customer only. Now, here's the thing. Putting up a limited time period, like with what a Black Friday sale is, meaning it's only either in some cases, or originally it was only for that day, just for that day. Or second onto that is that it was meant, it would be ranging through the whole week, like what they've now done. Some of the retailers, they're now being clever and trying to play with the time period of it. So if that Black Friday is in that week of, let's say it's with, obviously it's in a week. you can't subtract it or detract it from anywhere else. It is in that week. It is in a week nonetheless. Now, if they see the Black Friday, it's most 25 November, right? Every time. 25 November. You can correct me on the date. But what I've observed, it's always on 25, on the region of 25 November. It's always 5 days before the end of November. So you've got that day where you only want to have sales. But some of the marketers decided to extend it over a week to include other sales. Now, the idea is for every one Namibian dollar that you've got, they want to gain access to it. That's the idea of specials. That's also the idea of consumerism. Consumerism is all about ensuring that every dollar that you've made needs to be spent. Needs to be spent. Now, just before we get into the ad break, the researchers of this research paper that indicates towards the dark side or the bad side of scarcity marketing levitates towards the direction of aggressiveness, the aggression coming from the consumer base. Now, we would have seen, guys, what scarcity looks like in real life, not real life, but in things based upon resources, especially resources like water, resources like food, resources like the grazing, stuff like that. Resources, you know, real things that impact people's lives, that have real meanings and that is aimed to have real implications or real impacts on our lives. Now, usually the basis for resource competition is that it always escalates into war, into all-out conflict. Most cases, yes. Some cases, yes. For example, you can take a lot of the recent conflicts has been all about mineral resources or natural resources like minerals, especially oil and gas. Now you can copy and paste that same principle onto scarcity marketing. Because you've got a marketer that is saying a liter of milk, or let's say, what can we use? Nappies, baby's nappies are on a special at the chain store. There's limited quantity of them. Come and find them for a discounted price, but only one per client. Only one per client. So what do you expect will happen? You'll have a whole bunch of women or mothers rushing to the same stores, becoming overtly aggressive with each other because they're all competing to gain access to this limited quantity of product. And the unfortunate scenario is that what does it lead to? It leads to, well, whether you call it unnecessary or not, but we're quickly going to a short break.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipoperanya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro lyowamba zuma okogom, dimo gwanakoma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp, konomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia. Indira pa manatse muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumara kagoe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumara kagoe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo osho The Villager ni kwao ya webako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagoe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumara kagoru kozi, omatumara kagoma hiyo, omatumara kagoma harero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumara kagoku arukehe nguka wakara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumara kagehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maosemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o maosemba goe hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turu wako Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa muwe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndifi, tuzengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu. Nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lala pe yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Now, coming back from our extended break, the important thing is, guys, with us, if we look from the perspective of consumer, as a consumer, because we all are consumers, we all buy from shops, they're all things that we all need, whether it's milk, whether it's deodorant, whether it's a piece of clothing, whether it's food, we are all consumers. Now, the aggressiveness has been labeled as an underlying psychological mechanism that can lead consumers to act aggressively in response to scarcity promotions. That's the starting point for the researchers. However, they themselves have found this evidence of underlying psychological mechanism that gets activated, that forces or that leads consumers to have overtly aggressive actions in response to these promotions that they want to be involved with. Because, I mean, just think about it. If something that used to cost cost $100 Namibian dollars now costs $10 Namibian dollars. If you have 100, you can literally buy 10 of them. Right? You can literally buy 10 of them. Now, one of two things happens, and I'm not even getting to the second component into that example I've just illustrated to you. The unfortunate thing is that now a lot of people with that have a 100 Namibian dollar on them want to go buy as much as possible of said item. They're going to ignore one of the conditions or stipulations of one item per customer, because a customer in their mindset is all about, I've got 100 bucks. The item that used to cost 100 now costs 10 Namibian dollars. Only for today, my 100 is going to give me a maximum value as much as possible, right? That is the basic understanding in terms of a consumer mindset. For you, for me. That's how we understand it. We will all ignore the term or the condition that says one item per customer in order to allow because the business now, the shop wants now to control the absorption rate from us, the consumers, in order to tell us, listen, only one item per customer, but you came there with only 100 bucks. You budgeted only for 100 bucks. You want your 100 bucks to maximize as much as possible. Meaning, you want to get as much of that product as possible. Whether it's 10, 1 liters of cool drink that now cost 10 Namibian dollars. Or it's 10, 1 liters of, milk that now cost 10 Namibian dollars. Doesn't matter. You want to maximize your 100 bucks as much as possible. Now, unfortunately, this act of aggression is sometimes portrayed in public, because it is public, although it's private properties, but it's in public. The unfortunate scenario is it leads to a sense of competitive threats, meaning that the customers or the consumers are there in front of you, the business person, competing and also threatening each other to gain access to your products. Here's the other scenario. You as the business, as the marketer, the unfortunate thing is you've got an underlying responsibility. It's an underlying as well as also it's a very salient, very quiet responsibility. It's also a sense of accountability that you also have to acknowledge as a marketer or as the business to ensure that everyone's safety is catered for on your premises. The moment you step in as a customer into the premises or into that private dwelling of a business, they have a responsibility to keep you safe. They have a responsibility to keep you safe. The unfortunate thing is they also have to ensure that no hazardous activities puts your life or your safety in, or puts, you know, or threatens your safety. Puts your life in danger or puts your safety in, or puts you, or threatens your safety. That's what they've got to ensure. Now, these researchers also noted that they suggested that when quantities are limited, scarcity promotions prompt consumers to perceive other shoppers as competitive threats to obtaining the highly or to obtaining the highly attractive products. In other words, a perceived competitive threat mediates the effect of limited quantity promotions on aggression. Meaning, the moment they see that there is competition, and you all know it, it's instinctive. We all have it. Even I myself, I've had to think of scenarios where I've gone like, oh, this thing is on special. But the unfortunate thing is there was no sense of competing with someone else, because the item, in terms of how it is packaged and how I can gain access to it, is entirely electronic. So I don't take physical ownership of the thing after purchasing. It's only through a license agreement, meaning it's an extension. It's like a symbolic gesture. For some of us that have done our commercial law on university, you guys have heard that resua and the forms of delivery that you can get, you know, the one being symbolic and the other one being physical, and the other one pointing out to you, yeah, you can go and collect those 5 items. It's that kind of sense of delivery. You know how the mechanism of delivery takes place. The unfortunate scenario here is I've never actually myself been in such a competitive aspect because, for one, I don't like placing myself in such a scenario. However, you or other people that I know, and you might also know, have placed themselves in such competing scenarios or scenarios of competitive of competing for a product. It's not even a resource. It's a product. It's a product. Meaning the thing can either be made, or it's the last of the thing that's ever been made, or you would have to wait for a newer edition of this product. So they're just trying to sell an older version of this product somewhere else, or to you in that current space, in terms of a, like a Black Friday sales period, or the Black Friday sales day itself. Now, here's the thing, guys. The unfortunate thing is, like these examples that have occurred in other countries or and even in the US, where people have actually lost their lives, from what we've seen here in Namibia and also in South Africa, where damage.
Usua kokusha osikwiririmba osina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the I.
Now, coming back from our extended break and just having a look at the significance of this mechanism, this psychological mechanism with regards to competition between consumers for limited stock, limited products, limited inventory. The notion is, guys, that in some cases, and this is now just in terms of, you know, indicating that there will always be more of this product after the sales period. Obviously, you're trying to achieve, you're trying to maximize your dollar for now instead of waiting for tomorrow. The notion is that these sales periods or these sales mechanisms are limited. You also have to factor in terms of understanding that working on the supply and demand component of conventional economics, the supply is always there. The supply is always there. Unless they've done like they always do with certain cars, like in Namibia and South Africa, when the car cannot sell or the car does not sell, they discontinue selling the car in these territories. But the brand itself is still here. The brand is still selling the other cars, the other models. So there's still some service activity or products or service products being sold to the consumers. In some cases, some products are just removed because it's too costly to carry the product here. It's too costly. But then, in those products that are continuously selling at healthy rates, before or after these limited time period discussions or limited time period instances or occasions, those products will still be there tomorrow, and it was there yesterday. They'll still be there tomorrow. It's just a question of whether or not you really want to be exposed to this kind of competitive nature or in this competition realm. It's almost like seeing the Hunger Games. If you guys remember the movies, The Hunger Games, which was a sense of battle royale, but seeing it more on a larger platform, you know, seeing about 100 people compete or storming into a shop. There was a scenario of also a type of scarcity promotion that used to take place. It was, if anyone remembers the Toys R Us show, at the Toys R Us store at Grovemore, in yesteryears, they used to have the component known as the Toys R Us Toys Rush. So what they would do is, it's either parents or children, but you had to enter. You know, you had to go into enter, and then they into like a pre-entry elimination situation. So you send names and your names and details through, and then they pick the 10 people that they want to invite for a Toys Rush scenario. Now, this is a concept of scarcity marketing, because at a stage, you as a child, we only cared about everything sweet. You know, having sweets or cool drinks or access to it. We didn't care about our teeth, nor our breath, nor our dental health, nor our sugar levels in our blood. We didn't care. We just wanted as much access to sweets, as much access to toys. And if someone told you, you can enter into a competition where you can walk away with free toys, but only 10 people are invited into such an action, which 10-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old would say no? Which 13-year-old would say no? You would definitely sign up for that, for such an engagement. You would definitely sign up to participate in something like this. And this used to be in partnership with one of the children's TV channel from Mnet or from DStv, KTV, Kids TV, where KTV would show this every Saturday morning. I heard about this through friends and family that we used to have. That used to have KTV, and then it would see these actions happening. Now, what would happen is 10 children would be invited, and they would have to rush into the store, and you only have a limit. It's like, say, a $200 Namibian limit or $100 limit in terms of the amount of stuff you can take. It's not about taking everything. You have to rush into the shop and grab the toys that you want in a specific price range. Now, that is a scarcity promotion. Even though it shows you the abundance, only 10 people can qualify, and you have to operate within the terms and conditions of a specific quantity of money. A specific quantity of money, it's yours, it's for free. It's a promotional activity. It's promotional. Now, here's the second scenario also based upon that. It's that scarcity marketing, guys, unfortunately creates a sense of competition once again between consumers. But I see there's a caller. Let's first get the caller in. I saw that the line was flashing, but yeah, here it is once again. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Fine, and you, man?
Fine, man. Yeah, our radio is off, man.
Is it off? Which side?
Okahao, Omosati.
Okahao and in Omosati. Okay, since when?
From Friday.
From last Friday.
Yes.
All right. We are sending these messages through to our technician, so he will have to look at it.
Is this the tenant? No,
he's not our technician. It's someone else. But we will.
Okay,
yeah, he's not our technician, but we'll send it through to the technician.
Oh, is it Kevin?
No, it's not Kevin. He's not a technician.
I mean, who's speaking now?
It's Dwight speaking.
What is your name?
Dwight.
Oh, bro. Yeah,
okay, Jogan.
I'm going to go to the house.
Lekker dag. Ja, geniet die dag.
Alright.
Now, do come through, guys, in terms of just letting us know in terms of where you have a loss of signal or a drop in signal coverage. Please do come through. You can also let us, you can also inform us on our social media pages, especially our Facebook page, which is one of the main ones where you can drop that comment. Kindly also indicate since when, guys. This is also key for our technician to take note of, because then he'll be able to get right onto the job. Also, second on that is, just indicate, you know, it's very short, or you can call through, alternatively call through here on your number one talk radio station. The studio number is 083-288-401. Do inform us about a loss of signal. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning, Dwight. How are you?
Kulun Yuanga Bona, how are you doing?
What class is now?
Scarcity marketing, Angabona. But the bad side...
The one that you dealt with last time.
Yeah, on Friday, yeah. But this one is now about the bad side. The bad side about it, because Friday's one was just taking a look at the good things, how you as a marketer can make use of it.
Oh, last time we were talking about the scarcity.
Yes. Yeah, scarcity marketing, yeah.
Scarcity. You are talking about what?
The same thing.
I listened to you for a long time. I'm failing to grab the topic.
No, it's still the same. It's still the same concept, but it's all about the bad side of it, because competition comes through from the consumers. Because if I have a Black Friday sale, Angabona, the notion is, and I say that a liter of milk that used to cost $20 now costs $5 only for that day, people that have $20 on them will now calculate, okay, so I've got $20, I can maximize my $20 by having 4 liters of 1 liter milk instead of just that $20, which was for 1 liter of milk before the sales day. However, the bad side is that people will go and compete because the stock will be limited. People will start fighting with each other for the product, which is the negativity.
Exactly. That scenario is actually similar to last week's lesson.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about, I was pondering on issues where when you have some scarce commodity in the market, and you have the one that's a more supply, the more the product in the market, the lesser the price.
Mm.
The scarce of the product in the market, the higher the price.
Mm.
So it's all about demand and supply.
Mm.
But in this case now, I was looking at these things and say, fine. When you look at the economy, so you have got, you know, you have to make a choice, you have got cost, you have got opportunity cost. So let's now, I wanted to base my argument on the opportunity cost.
You can still do so, Angabona.
Yeah, so now it is true that when there is a scarcity in the market, and I know, we know very well the import, the products that are banned.
Yeah.
For importation into the country.
Mm.
So, and we know those are opportunities that have arisen, that have come on our way.
Mm.
So, then this scarcity tells you that the resources are limited, okay, as compared to the desires and the demands and the wants and all these other things. Hence, one has to make a choice, a very calculated choice, for you to go, for example, the product that you just gave me as example, and then you sacrifice the other. So that's how the market works. So if we say that there is a scarcity, of course we know very well that the natural resources, which we always say, yes, there are plenty. It's true, there are plenty, but they are in the ground. They have to be extracted. And they have to be made, transformed into goods and services. So now, if we can just address that equation and try to balance it, then I will understand, you understand? Because we know very well that in the natural resources, Namibia is endowed with natural resources and is rich and everything. But there's another aspect of the coin which we need to do for us to extract those minerals, natural resources. That's why we are saying they are limited. And also capacity, for us to build the capacity for the economy.
Yeah.
How do we deal with these critical issues? Okay? And perhaps also introduce the philosophical, the scientific philosophy of a society, a socialist kind of a society, where the means of production, because when I talk about the scarcity, we are talking about the means for us to transform those natural resources that God has given unto us into goods and services. Okay?
Yeah.
So, unless if you have a question, but all I'm saying is that we need to seriously interrogate and ask ourselves, how are we going to create the pool?
Uncle Bona, just quickly hold on, and we're going to go into a short break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Sorry, Uncle Bona, 20 seconds that you've got extra.
In conclusion, I'm saying that I heard today that the governor of the Bank of Namibia is appealing to us as Fijians to go and take up capital stock that is there for productive activities. Are we doing that so that you can contribute to the growth of the economy? God bless.
Thanks a lot, Uncle Bona.
Unless if you have a question, we ask.
No, it's all good, it's all good.
So, explain the concept of extracting resources there from the ground, and then you are transforming them into goods and products. Good.
Okay, Uncle Bona. Now, just where we end off, because the difference between the bad side of scarcity marketing and mistakes that marketers should avoid is two different schools of thought. Now, the two different schools of thought scenario is scarcity marketing, guys, tells you the consumer, tells me the consumer, tells someone else who's a consumer that something is in limited supply. Basic. Something is in limited supply. You can get it for this limited time period discount. Come through, buy it on this discount. That's the principle of scarcity marketing. But the bad side of it, as these researchers from this research paper that I've got here, allows and actually promotes a specific violent action or aggressiveness or aggression to be perpetrated by the consumer. Look, guys, let's understand it here. Yeah, straightforward. We will not say no to a deal. We won't say no to a deal. A deal is too good to find sometimes. And sometimes if you find that too good to be true deal is actually, in actual fact, a good deal just for that day, you would want it. You would want it. Depending on the product, depending on the item. You will want it. Some people, like what we've seen is, in terms of the aggression, would even have taken half-day leave to go and participate in these scarcity marketing discussions. Now, the reason why I talk about it is, guys, because you can count on it by end of this month of September, you will start seeing people talking about Black Friday. November is just 2 months back away from here. Just 2 months away from here. Because the important thing with these specific discount deal time periods is that you've got scenarios of people that want to gain access to a product on a cheaper price, enjoy it, and they want to buy as much as it. Now, before I continue and just before we end off, just to stress with you the frequencies in terms of if there are some of you who have indicated a loss in signal, especially across the country. These are just for you, just to be sure about the frequencies. And these are all FM frequencies, guys. Namibia doesn't use AM anymore, but FM frequencies. So you've got Henties Bay at 88.3. You've got Swakopmund, 88.3. Walvis Bay, 88.3. Umuthia at 90.5. Katima is at 93.10. Ochivarongo, well, it seems okay. Ochivarongo seems like it does not have one here, but still, Tsandi at 93.6, Okahau at 93.6, Oshikango at 96.8, Yanana at 96.8, Otapi, Oshakati, Ondangwa, all at 96.8, Okongo at 100.10, Oshivelo at 105.9, the same for Tsumeb, also at 105.9, Grootfontein 105.9, Otavi the same as well, 105.9. Then you've got Okkarara, Okahanya, Windhoek, Rehoboth, all on 104, Rundu 106.3, and Ruakana at 107.2. If you're not sure about the frequencies or in terms of your coverage, just try also head over to our social media and our website as well, just to have a look. We do have a posters up there that will indicate to you the frequencies across the country. Just log on there if you do have internet connection. However, once again, this is just the handful of frequencies that we have here on your number one talk radio station. Now, just to end up on the last 9 minutes of today's session here on the Brand Conversation, also, do remember, guys, that with scarcity always will indicate to you something in your mentality, something mentally. There's a limited supply of something. And obviously, when you've got that first psychological indication towards someone telling you that there is only a short supply of something, that means the price will either be high. However, scarcity marketing promotions, they do the reverse. They make the price cheaper for you. Now, by advertising a limited quantity of a featured product, the scarcity promotions necessarily highlight that few people will actually be able to purchase the goods, thereby fostering a competition between the shoppers. Furthermore, these researchers have noted that they contend that perceiving other consumers as competing threats following exposure to scarcity promotions actually elicits a physiological response that prepares consumers to be aggressive or to aggress. So, the marketing promotions, and this is where we as the marketers come through. This is our role, this is our responsibility, is the risk. The risk that you run, the risk to damage, the risk to safety being compromised for consumers, is it doesn't set a good precedent. It does not. If any of you remember what happened with the Fashini shop there in Independence, the first Fushini shop in the country, that one there in Independence at the Sanlam building here in the capital, is that the scanners will also run over. Like what happened to that game shop in South Africa. The scanners will run over. Things that were in special were taken and perceived of being in special. The whole shop was actually perceived of being on special. This was not the case. What the staff of that shop had aimed to do was they moved the stock that was on special to the front so that anything out behind that is on normal pricing. A lot of the shoppers rushed in, thought that the whole shop was on special. Now, the the risk scenario there was a twofold one. Actually, even though it was a majority, 80% one in the direction of the business, where in the business, now I had to look at damaged property, replacing it. They also had to look at potentially damaged stock, also had to replace that, because actually they already bought the stock, but it's a loss because you can't sell something damaged anymore, because there were customers wrestling with each other for stock. And if you have to think about women's clothing, some garments are pretty, the fabrics that are used is either very thin or very, it looks fragile. It just has a fragile nature to it. So if you have two people tugging on the same garment, it can tear very easily. Second on to that is also the risk of having to disappoint customers by telling them, listen, not everything in the shop was on special. Only that to the front was on special. So don't assume that the whole shop was on special. There's no such thing. But that's not what the consumer saw. It's not what the consumer thought. Because the consumer had it in their mind, it's Black Friday. You advertised a Black Friday deal. We only looked at what was there. Even though they clearly labeled things, certain shelves, certain racks, these are on special. You can only go here, you can only go here, and you can only go here. And that is the misperception that is created. And it's not actually a misperception. It's actually a major breakdown in understanding between the shop and the people, the consumers. Because the consumer, I remember that year, guys, I still worked in newspaper. I still did newspaper advertising. I saw those ads. Those ads clearly said only these limited range products will be marked down for the Black Friday sale. What happened? People were rushing all through the shop. And it wasn't just, that wasn't just the only client that I knew of that had that complaint. It was other clients as well. Some of them said, yeah, the response was overwhelming, but second to that response was, it wasn't what we expected. It wasn't what we expected. It wasn't what we calculated. Now, what the business owners of these retail shops were calculating is that people were coming in, obviously, in an orderly manner, browsing through the, and I'm just explaining to you the sort of like sanitized version of what these business owners were looking at. People would be browsing through that which would be marked off for the Black Friday sales. That was not the scenario. What they found was crowds in front of the stores. Crowds being rowdy. Crowds being overly excited. Crowds seeing what they can access. So they were actually sitting with an overwhelming scenario when their staff were even nervous about dealing with such crowd, because the staff didn't know such activity. They didn't know for such scenarios. They didn't anticipate this kind of reaction. They were looking at a slightly more heightened day of activity, of sales activity taking place, but in an orderly manner. Something that they can manage. However, they greatly misunderstood, as well as also misunderestimated these aspects. Now, I started off with a scarcity marketing discussion, guys, because we find ourselves in the season of spring. The season of spring always brings about new things. The spring itself is also about rebirth. It's also about coming about. However, for tomorrow's session, we will also just be ending off on what you as a marketer should not do with scarcity marketing. We've only got like 3 minutes left still of today's program here on your number one talk radio station of Brand Conversation, but it's key to take note of here. For you, the marketer out there, you have a responsibility when you look at scarcity marketing programs or scarcity marketing initiatives or actions. You've got to limit, or not limit, but you've actually got to ensure that there is a safety scenario, because the unfortunate thing is you cannot control your customers or your consumers. You cannot. However, you've got to make sure that if you want to maximize this deal, you've got to look at how you're going to do it, how you're going to work about the aspects of allowing the consumers to gain access to the products, as well as also what quantity will actually be in shortage. What quantity will actually be in shortage? But that also does bring us almost, to the end of today's discussion here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And this has been your Monday session of the Brand Conversation. Also, if you want to tap into this discussion once again, you can revert back to our website, which does have our podcasting, meaning our archiving function on it, just so you can also understand the scarcity marketing component. As mentioned, we'll be ending off on tomorrow's session with regards to what you as a marketer should not do with regards to scarcity marketing. And on that note, do enjoy the rest of your day. Stay tuned for the On The Radar team to make their appearance just after the short break. And on that note, let's see each other again later tonight here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.